It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken cooks up a word on food, and Jody Horn-Leschinsky conveys her Broward Arts Calendar. Now, film critic Dan Hudak of HudakOnHollywood.com previews the 31st annual Miami International Film Festival with the festival's executive director, Jay LaPlante.
One of the great things about covering a film festival for consecutive years is the ability to watch it flourish in wonderful and sometimes surprising ways. The Miami International Film Festival's Encuentros program, which roughly translates from Spanish to English as meetings, is designed to facilitate completion of feature films produced partially or entirely by Latin American-based production companies or from United States Hispanic filmmakers who are currently in post-production. Each year, the winning unfinished project receives $35,000 toward its completion. This year, in the 31st edition of the Miami International Film Festival that begins March 7th and ends March 16th, two former Encuentros projects, the Costa Rican film All About the Feathers and the Brazilian picture The Man of the Crowd, are two of the 10 films competing in the night competition category that could potentially earn $40,000 for winning. For these two films, the fruits of promise may soon transform into the dollar signs of success. The rest of the festival lineup showcases 97 feature films and 44 shorts from 39 countries, including 23 world premieres, 4 international premieres, 16 North American premieres, and 9 U.S. premieres. Tonight's opening night film is Elsa and Fred, which stars Shirley MacLaine and Christopher Plummer as polar opposite retirees who find an unexpected connection in New Orleans. This year's career achievement tribute will be given to actor, writer, and director John Turturro, who's appeared in everything from The Big Lebowski to Transformers. The tribute is highlighted by a screening of Turturro's latest directorial effort entitled Fading Gigolo, which stars Woody Allen as an opportune pimp, Turturro as his gigolo, and Sharon Stone and Sofia Vergara as their eager clients. I haven't seen the film, but anyone who writes a role for himself that features hooking up with Sharon Stone and Sofia Vergara is a damn genius in my eyes. Here's a look at the film's trailer.
I have a very funny story to tell you. I was at my dermatologist today. She was with her girlfriend, and they came to the conclusion that they both wanted to have a menage.
This came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And she asked me, do I know anybody? I said, yeah, but it'll cost you $1,000. I was thinking of you.
Me?
You need the money. And I'm closing shop.
I am not a beautiful man.
Is Mick Jagger a beautiful man? You're an experienced lover. Why shouldn't you get paid for it?
Of course, I saw myself getting a small fee. If you're a pimp, you gotta have a name.
I'll be Dan Bungle.
It's nice to meet you, Dan.
I should try your guy out first, alone. Just me and him.
You do this often?
No, I mean...
So this is kind of a part-time thing?
You could say that.
Oh, she tipped you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, waitresses pool their tips and they split them.
We got another customer, maybe more.
How?
Yeah, word of mouth.
God bless you, girls.
With MIFF 2014 about to get underway, we sat down with the executive director of the festival, Jay LaPlante, to learn more. Jay, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you, Dan. It's great to be back.
4 years running strong. What have you learned in these 4 years that's going to make this year even better?
Well, I have learned quite a few things in my 4 years, I have to say. But, you know, I think that I've honed my instinct for what our audience really appreciates the most. And I think that you'll see that reflected in this year's lineup. There's a lot of really great marquee names, a lot of accessible films that people will really enjoy and be challenged by.
In addition to the films, which we'll get to later, I mentioned this in my intro, and it bears congratulating you further for the Encuentros program. In the past has rewarded films and given them the finances needed in order to be completed. This year you have two of those films, which you've previously rewarded in your night competition category. It's just fabulous that the festival is bearing fruit for the festival. So congratulations in that regard. Is this all your brainchild, or how much credit are you willing to take?
Oh, well, thank you. I did not start Encuentros. Encuentros is actually 12 years old. It was started in 2003 by Diana Sanchez and Nicole Guillaume, who was the director at the time. So they had a really brilliant vision for extending the Miami International Film Festival's support of Latin American cinema beyond just the official selection and into development and post-production support. So I believe in that as well. I think it's been a great part of our mission, and I have continued that since I took over 4 years ago. And it's really gratifying to see projects that we've supported get finished and go on to big success, and then also, you know, return home to Miami.
Yeah, it's so wonderful to see that and just continue to come back. Always the stars coming to the festival are a big attraction for Elsa and Fred. I hear we have a star coming to town. Is this true?
We have two stars. We are expecting Shirley MacLaine and Christopher Plummer, the two leads of the film, who are absolutely wonderful in the film. They're both Oscar winners, legends, and we are so excited to see them on the red carpet.
Fabulous. And the good thing is that it's at the Gussman, which seats more than 1,000 people.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. Get your tickets now, folks.
Yeah, if there's any left.
The career achievement going to John Turturro this year, first of all, he's brilliant for a number of reasons, including writing a film for himself in which he can hook up with Sharon Stone and Sofia Vergara. But why the career achievement for him? He's had such a diverse career.
He has. He's known as an actor, of course. He's won the Cannes Best Actor Prize for Barton Fink, of course, and had given many legendary performances for the Coen brothers in particular. But he's also, you know, a filmmaker in his own right with a unique vision. His first feature, Mac, won the Camera d'Or in Cannes the following year after his Barton Fink win. And we've seen his films like Passion be at MIFF in my first year as director. And we just think that, you know, his combination of his filmmaking skills and what he brings as an actor, you know, actors are also authors of films, is really worth of a look this year.
And it's interesting because when you think about it, there truly aren't that many actors who so easily transition from drama to comedy. And on one hand, we have Turturro in, say, Big Daddy with Adam Sandler. And on the other hand, he's off with the Coen brothers doing another drama or in Transformers or in action movies and whatever it is. Really very impressive diversity with Turturro.
Yeah. And I'm really excited because anyone with a ticket to the Career Achievement tribute is going to see our video tribute to his career, which was put together by a local Miami filmmaker named Jokes Yanis, who's a former alumni of Miami. And he did an incredible job stitching together highlights from John's career and showing that range. So it's worth the price of admission alone, I guarantee it.
And speaking of stars, we have Mike Myers in town, but not as an actor, as a director of a documentary, which will take people by surprise, I presume.
Yeah, you know, it's Mike's first time making a film. It's something that he edited in his home, you know, over a course of many months. It's truly a labor of love. It's about Shep Gordon, who was a mentor not only to Mike, but to many other great artists. And, you know, it's a portrait of an incredible man. And it's, you know, someone who shaped careers for Michael Douglas and Willie Nelson, Emeril Lagasse, Alice Cooper, just an incredible diversity. And, you know, it's kind of Mike's love letter to Shep, and it's quite worth seeing.
Very nice. And that's the documentary category. You have all kinds of categories and programs going on. One that stuck out to me as I looked through the program was the Poppy Shorts Competition. And to me, I see Poppy, I think of my father-in-law. I don't necessarily think of a shorts competition. So what is the motivation behind both that name and the programming of the shorts competition?
Well, the shorts competition is something that we've had every year. Poppy is the sponsor, Poppy Underwear. So that was kind of the...
That explains it.
That was the fun part, was, you know, Poppy Shorts and Poppy Underwear. So we are really happy to have them on board. It's been really a fun and playful campaign.
And I'm happy to see the Do a Shot Miami workshops are back again this year.
Yeah, Kodak is an amazing partner. They're all very popular. They fill up so fast. And the little short films that get turned in from those experiences are really priceless.
Masterclass seminars are back. Cinema Slam is back. Real Music is back. You're not going quietly into the night at all. You're growing, and it's continuing to get better and better. Anything from those three things stick out to you this year?
Yeah, well, Cinema Slam has taken on an interesting twist this year. We have done a throwdown with Shanghai. So the five Miami film schools are going head-to-head with the six universities, post-secondary institutions in Shanghai that teach film. And the best of the best from each city are going to meet in Miami for the showdown. And the winner of the Miami competition will also go to Shanghai Film Festival in June, which is China's largest film festival.
Wow, nice. Very cool. Let me get you out on this one question. Jay LaPlante, director of the Miami International Film Festival. You must have a long-term vision for the festival in terms of how you see it grow and where you see it going. I presume it was at point A when you started 4 years ago, when it's at point B now. Where do you see it continuing to evolve to point C 4 years from now into the future?
Well, I think I've been really encouraged by the audience response to my particular programming vision. The festival's definitely been growing in the last 4 years. It's, you know, we've had phenomenal pre-sales this year. We think that will continue, and we'll have one of our best years on record this year. So I just want to program for the audience. I think that's what makes any film festival internationally strong is its audience. And that's who we're programming for, and that's how we're going to continue to grow, by providing Miami the films that they want to see. You know, my very basic philosophy in programming any film is all the programmers look at each other and say, is this a film that Miami wants to see? And that's our basic principle behind any film that we invite.
It makes a lot of sense. Jay LaPlante, best of luck this year.
Thank you, Dan.
The 31st Annual Miami International Film Festival will be held March 7th through the 16th at the Gusman Center in downtown Miami, O Cinema in the Design District, Miami Beach Cinematheque and Regal South Beach in Miami Beach, the Coral Gables Art Cinema in the Gables, and Paragon Grove 13 in Coconut Grove. For more information, go to miamifilmfestival.com or call 305-405-6433. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at hudakonhollywood.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue right after these messages.